Time on the morning show to sneak out. See if we can't play 9 or 18 at the Medalist. Beautiful course over by Cornwall's Turkeyville, USA. And the general manager, Lowell Weaver, joins us on the program to talk about golf and helping folks with their game. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Before we part company today, I want to talk about some specials that are going to be coming up 4th of July weekends here at the Medalist. Let's talk some golf, okay? Ryder writes, and of course we appreciate the questions. You can go to the website, WBCKFM.com, click on the link that says Contact Us, and send a question in for Lowell, and he will address it here. Should the way I grip a club be different based on the club? What about the way I swing one club or another? So I guess this individual is wondering if there's individual grips for individual clubs, and likewise, on the swings. That seems awfully complicated to me.
It's really not, though. I mean, it can be, I guess, if they do it incorrectly. But basically, you grip all the clubs the same other than your putter. And some people grip the putter the same way as they do the other clubs. Some do a lot different. If you look on the tour, you see people using the claw grip, the reverse grip, all kinds of things. But as far as your clubs in your bag, you should grip them all the same. The only difference would be if you are playing a wedge, let's say, and it's not a full wedge. You might grip down on the club a little bit or something like that, but your hands should stay in the same position. Your fingers should interlock the same way, whether it be an interlock grip, an overlap grip, or even a baseball grip. But they shouldn't change from club to club.
It would seem to me that you'd run into a situation where, if you weren't just totally diligent, you get the wrong grip for the wrong club, and who knows how odd that could wind up being.
Yeah, exactly. And golf is a game of muscle memory anyway. So... You know, basically, you should have virtually the same swing for all of your clubs.
Okay.
Of course, the longer the club, the flatter your swing will be a little bit, just because it's a longer club. You have to turn a little bit,
okay,
a little bit more.
Save for the putter, then your grip, your swing, regardless of what you're hitting, should be the same, so that muscle memory kicks in.
Correct.
Okay. Very good.
The less you have to try to remember, the better off you are in the golf game.
Yeah, you got enough to think about out there, and in addition to losing a ball or two. We haven't had to deal with this very much, which I'm sure as the general manager and concerned with all aspects of the game, including the condition of the course, we haven't had much rain to deal with this year, and I'm sure every day you look out and think, oh, for a little bit of rain. But what some folks, you know, we certainly if it's lightning, get off the course, but some folks will play in a light rain. Some folks will go out, put a windbreaker on in a tough wind. What are some tips basic tips for someone playing those conditions? If they want to stay out there, how can they keep the scores from going off the scale there?
Yeah, and you mentioned how I look out and look for rain, but you know, I only want the rain from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Gotcha.
So it's got to be certain
times of the day. Specific time of the day. Okay, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's been a big difference from last year. Yeah, basically, you should be ready for the conditions. If you, for example, you know, Wednesday it was 98 degrees out.
Yeah.
Now, of course, with the wind chill, it was only 97.5.
Right.
But it's 98 degrees, and okay, so you need to be ready and be lubricated. Make sure you have plenty of liquids because you can dry out very quickly.
I'll bet.
Especially the humidity being down.
All right.
So you always have plenty of liquids when it's very hot, like it has been recently. As far as you know, rain. If you see rain in the forecast, yeah, have an extra glove. Because your gloves can get wet.
All right.
You know, once your glove gets wet, it's pretty much useless. So have a couple extra gloves in your bag. There again, with the weather, if you see it's going to be cold in the morning and warm in the afternoon, layer. That's the best thing to do.
Gotcha.
Make sure that you layer yourself. So therefore, when it gets warmer, colder, or rain or something like that, you're not all bundled up in all these clothes, so you can't even swing because you got some thick stuff on. Just do layers where you can add and subtract as needed.
Okay. And when you're out there in the wind and you're hitting your shots, do you make modifications to keep it from, you know, the big loft shot, keep it out of the wind? Or
We touched on this earlier this spring, and that is if it's really windy out, especially when you're hitting into the wind, you really don't want to swing harder at the ball. The harder you swing at it, the more spin you put on the ball. The more spin will get caught up in the wind and turns into kind of like a balloon, and it just goes straight up and straight back down.
And you wind up adding a couple of strokes on each hole.
Well, yeah, you lose that much more yardage. The harder you swing, the shorter the ball goes, which is kind of seems odd.
It's counterintuitive, but, sure. Yeah. You want to get out there and hammer that thing and get it, and you hit it, and it just stays there and then drops right back
down. You're better off hitting just a little bit more club, not swinging as hard, because first of all, it won't go as high with a lower lofted club, so the wind won't affect it as much either.
Okay. Good point about the hydration. You know, make sure you stick a couple extra bottles of water in, because the last thing you need to deal with on your day is a golfer down on 17. That never brightens your day.
Right.
Let's talk about some specials at the Medalist.
Yeah, we've got, the 4th of July this year is kind of different because it falls on a Wednesday.
Right in the middle of the week.
So it varies for everybody. And so what we're going to do, we always have a 4th of July special, and it's $37 including cart. What we're doing this year, though, because of when it falls, we're going to have it start on the 1st, which is Sunday, and go all the way through Saturday the 7th. So anybody that wants to come out and play, they can just book on our online tee times, go to Internet Specials, and it's $37 including cart anytime during those 7 days. If you want to play after 3 o'clock, it's only $25 including cart. So all those rates are right there on our Internet Special site.
Well, you've extended the holiday very nicely, sir.
Let's have fun.
All right, let's do. Lowell, good questions, good answers. We appreciate you coming by, and we'll see you soon at the Medalist.
Sounds great.